Okay, it's Friday, it's just after 11 o'clock. It's time for That's Entertainment, where we take our foot off the gas, as they might say in America, and chill out a little bit as we talk about all things entertainment, and that involves you guys out there. 086 60 25000, your WhatsApps and texts, so call us on 07491 25000. What are you listening to? What are you watching? What have you gone to see? Just let us know. What are you doing to pass the time? It's up to you. It's a very broad church here. Michael Leddy's a writer, blogger and critic. He joins us with us now. Good morning. Joins us now. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Greg.
How are you getting on?
I'm getting on good.
How was your week?
My week was busy.
Really?
Busy. Yeah, I'm in the middle of different projects. There aren't enough hours in the day, but I'm not actually complaining because I enjoy that. But it is one of those out of the house for 18 hours a day kind of weeks.
Wow. 18 hours, that's
Yeah, long. Getting up, getting leaving, coming back, going to bed.
It's like having a toddler. Katie, how are you?
Hello, I am marvellous. Oh, very good, very good. Uh-huh. Looking forward to the weekend.
What are you doing?
My baby girl turns 5
on
Sunday.
One?
Oh.
No, is she 2?
So we have a weekend of hard partying to do.
Well,
in
Molly
soft play
centres.
Well,
Molly can burn the candle at both ends. That girl, she knows what's what.
She knows what she's at anyway, so that's for sure. Yep. Social butterfly.
Ice cream in one hand.
Yeah, that's
Donutable
it.
Donutable orange in the other.
Wow. Crazy. Check her before she wrecks. Check herself before she wrecks herself.
Are you going to do one of the? Are you going to do a? Oh, growing up too fast post on Facebook. Oh, where did the years go?
Oh, you know, I probably will. I'd love to say no.
Where's my baby gone?
No, I won't. But then I totally will.
Grown up too fast.
I know.
I chipped my tooth yesterday. I didn't chip it right. It's just in here and. It's where it sort of twiddle with my nails and it just comes
super
off.
Annoying, is it?
Well, it's very sharp. There's no nerve exposure.
Right. You have to stop gritting them. Stop doing.
I don't think I'm grinding them.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Just
during
the entertainment
gritting.
I suppose when you think of it, they're quite old. My teeth.
I'm not commenting on
no,
that.
No, they are like that. Yeah, I think it's astonishing, really. Yeah. Okay. Did you chip a tooth during the week? Oh, 086. any superstitions? It's Friday the 13th, right? Don't want to get too serious in it because, you know, bad things can happen on Friday the 13th. But are you superstitious at all, Michael? Is there anything that you just would not do?
No, is the short answer to that. I'm not superstitious. I think I'm very practical and kind of, you know, I'm kind of a realist be the way. I don't. But myself and a couple of friends have a reverse tradition for Friday the 13th. We try and meet. We've been doing this for many years. We're doing today. We meet for lunch, myself and a couple of other actresses I've done projects with, very close friends. So we deliberately meet on Friday the 13th, all the Friday the 13th for lunch, so that we're going against the grain. It's like we're doing a great thing, and we have for several years
now. It's all passed off peacefully.
It's passed off peacefully. Yeah, okay. And today now, I'll get back to you. I might text you later on today and say it went horribly wrong.
But you say you've no superstitions at
no,
all.
No, I really...
So why are you sitting there with your fingers crossed?
Oh, that's smart. Aren't you smart?
I am smart.
You're smart. I didn't give you credit, yeah. I'm going to answer that by saying it's a social convention.
Okay, right. It's okay. What about you, Katie? Any superstitions?
No, well, I always find that I have better luck on Friday the 13th than any other day. And I don't know whether that speaks to me being a bit witchy.
Yeah,
I don't know,
you do seem to be of the occult. Is that what you mean?
I have that vibe, don't I? Yeah. A lot of people say that about me.
We never know what direction the entertainment slot's going to go. Yeah. You just never know. When I pick up a glass there, I don't know what's going to happen by the time I'm drinking out
what's
of it.
What's behind the smile?
Yeah.
She voices the bingo numbers backwards on a Friday, Friday the 13th. And then if you pay them front ways, it's like a prayer to her. Or something. That's it, isn't it?
That's basically it. Yeah, that was the whole thing about the Beatles. Stuff. Remember the record? If you're supposed to be here to play it backwards.
Are you sure it's the Beatles?
Maybe.
No.
Maybe not. Okay. You think it's...
No, I don't
is
think
it one of those...
Beatles.
There was something about playing it back, wasn't it?
Yeah,
George's Dead.
Yeah,
oh, that's it, right. Oh, then it's...
It could well
it's
be
one
the
of
Beatles,
the 70s bands. You're right. It's something like... Not Deep Purple. Some of those bands, wasn't that it? You play it backwards and you're supposed to summon Katie. Wasn't that it?
Yeah.
play that. Yeah. Stop playing that. And then the doorbell goes ding dong. And oh my God, it's Katie.
I know.
She's at the
I can't
door.
Tell you what song it is because it's really irresponsible of me to put that on air.
Fair enough. What it is?
No. I'm joking.
Do not try and mask your ignorance as care for our listeners. It will not be had.
Katie backwards would be E-Tack.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. One of these is going to be our finalist for Irish Music Month. It's either going to be The Aphades and their track Given Out. Could be a worthy winner. What about Owen Ferry? Oh, Miss You. Every time I try to call you, won't answer. Could it be Owen? Or could it be these guys from Derry? Take it out to that's Hang It On My Back or Zoe McCauley. One of those will be announced in the next 20 minutes as our finalists. They go forward to join 21 other finalists sent forward from independent radio stations across the country. And from that 21, six are selected. And the prizes are fantastic. And I think the support of the industry, airplay and opportunities, it's fantastic. And we're really looking forward to announcing that a little later on today. Rightio, shall we start with you, Katie, first? You have watched a number of things on the telly. None of them I've watched, which doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. So The Perfect Couple on Netflix, this has been pushed to me a couple of times via their algos.
Yeah, I will also add that all four of the things I watch are from 2024. I made a very big effort to make sure nothing was old. So anyway, Perfect Couple.
Except
yeah.
Us. Yeah, well, but you're not old, Katie.
No, I'm not. I'm very youthful. So, this would intrigue me whenever I saw that it was from when it was coming soon. But it's still number one. And
can I just say something about the coming soon on Netflix?
Yeah.
Do you ever find that the coming soon is like, ooh, I'll watch that. Ooh, that's on the list. And then when it's available, it's like, nah, I don't really think that's for me. I get that an awful lot with the coming scenes.
No.
Okay. Is it just me? Right, go on.
But yes, so it's based on a novel written in released in 2018 by Ellen Hinderbrand. I have not heard of this novelist, but I would actually be intrigued to read the book now, having seen the series. So nice big cast there. Eve Hewson, which is Bono's daughter, who played the lead in Behind Her Eyes, which was another very popular Netflix one that came out there maybe a year ago. Nicole Kidman, who everyone knows. Dakota Fanning. Liev Schreiber. There you go.
Yeah, okay.
Because I didn't know how to pronounce that. I was guessing. And Megan Fahey, who's in another big Netflix show called The Bold Type. But it is a murder mystery. And what I like about it is it's not terribly complex. It's not a difficult watch. But it's set in Nantucket. This family are extremely wealthy. So it's kind of set in this beachside property. And to watch it is quite pleasurable because you're kind of watching like some lovely, lovely house on a lovely beach and everyone's really rich. So like that in itself is quite a pleasurable watch. But other than that, it is a murder mystery. One of the guests is found dead on the morning of that would-be wedding between Nicole Kidman's son and Eve Hewson's character.
It is kind of a classic whodunit, is it?
It is a classic whodunit. I have to have one for every time I'm in here, but yes.
And is it a series or a film, sorry?
It's a series and there are 8 episodes and they are about ranging between sort of 45 and 55 minutes each. It's really enjoyable. Like that, it's not terribly complex, but it is an enjoyable watch. And like that, you wouldn't actually be too sure who it's going to be. They don't lead you down a load of garden paths, but it's just anyone in the periphery could kind of.
Do you ever find it frustrating when they sort of present seven or eight murderers that it's frustrating to watch figuring it out?
Not really. No? In this, I do know what you mean, but in this case, not really because it doesn't go that deep.
It's not a distraction.
No, but I would say about it is it's quite a simple show. Like some of it's quite like.
Why'd you look at me when you said simple?
Because you'd really be able to follow it. That's what. I'm only joking. That's terrible.
Yeah, for the obvious reasons.
But like, you know, what I found kind of funny about it was the silliness of like the police are like really like they just believe everything they're told by each character kind of going into them, giving them evidence or whatever, like, and they're like, oh, okay, well, such and such said that this is the case, so we really need to follow this up as a serious lead. And then they're following something else up as a really serious lead 5 minutes later. But these are all also suspects.
Do they talk like that? Because if they talk like that, I'm going home to watch it. I'm not even going to finish the entertainment slot. Do they all talk like, well, this is what we've been told, so we better go? Do they?
The woman behind it's The Bird Box, which was a great show.
That's the Sandra Bullock one?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, I never watched that, but yeah.
I didn't either, yeah, and I love Sandra Bullock.
But yeah, no, it is. It's a good watch for a lot of reasons. Like, I binge watched it. I ended
up watching
all episodes.
I'd say this is terrible ratings on the internet.
I don't think it does, actually. I don't think it does have terrible ratings.
We'll soon find out. Everything's
you're
seven.
Keep speaking whilst
everything's
going.
Seven. Well, everything is seven on IMDb. I mean, is it going to be like, if it's like
60% in Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, which isn't bad for 70%, Rotten Tomatoes.
70% for the audience, 60% for critics, which I would disregard unless it's the likes of you normal people, if you know what I mean. Well, 7 out of 10 is not bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like I say, a lot of it is to do with the setting and where it's filmed. And that
would it appeal to a Murder, She Wrote watcher? That is it that kind of?
I would say so. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I would say so. Like everything's sunny and beachy and you know and all that kind of thing, and then you have like kind of a murder mystery.
Were you
in the
happy with it in its entirety once it was concluded?
I was.
That's all I want. Yeah. Okay.
And like that is something you can binge watch as well. Like if you're kind of looking for something that you can just fly through.
I think that
could
be certainly started at the weekend. That's The Perfect Couple on Netflix. And it's one of Katie's picks. And it's 7 out of 10 on Rotten Tomatoes, which is normally in the fun zone.
Which I would actually agree with as well. I would give it a 7 out of 10.
Okay.
7/8 maybe, if I'm being generous.
And it's not too difficult for me to follow.
No, you will absolutely
particularly
manage
you,
it.
Particularly if she was watching going, yeah, you'll follow this.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Because we do know you do struggle with Paw Patrol.
Oh, we're completely confused. Can't keep track of those characters.
Paw Patrol is very complicated.
Yes,
is there a wiki for it that I can look up all the backstory?
You're probably the idiot puts the information to Wikipedia. Have you ever moderated a Wikipedia page or edited it?
Years ago, yes.
Of course you did.
A Marvel one, yeah.
You just know for
Marvel
a fact
one.
Yeah. That was a blind guess. All right, we're going to talk a podcast with Michael after these. All right, it's back. A caller says, I see the Late Late Show starting up again. Don't you think Patrick Kilty's a bit wooden on it, especially when he's reading the auto cue? Is it tonight or next week? Does anyone know?
I don't know. Off
don't
top
watch
my head.
Gooch mentioned it to me. He said he's watching it, but he's very unorganised, so it might actually be next week it's starting. It's tonight, is it? Thanks, Donna Marie. You finally found that button. Brilliant. Excellent. At the end of a week, she's found out how to speak to me in my ears. It is tonight. I don't mind him. It's not my show. And do you know what I tend to do now? Maybe it's an age thing. If something's not for me, I'll just not watch it rather than critique it.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know, a lot of people watch stuff now or engage with stuff. Well, just to be made feel angry.
Yeah, I agree. I do agree, yeah. I see that a lot in online. And comic books, I see that a lot of comic books. People give up on Spider-Man, but they keep reading it. They're saying, it's been crap for the last 12 years, but I read it every month.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't get that.
So you've dipped a tentative toe, is it, into the podcast world?
No,
Michael?
Well, Caroline said we should just embrace podcasts. So I think I'm going to take the podcast on from here on in. It's going to be a regular thing for me, which I embraced because...
Well, let's not get... I mean, you're only one of those people that then all of a sudden it's only podcasts.
Yeah, well, whatever. But
I'm only messing. Who Killed Emma?
Yes, Who Killed Emma is number one at the moment. It's the most popular podcast here in Ireland. When you Google it, you see what's number one. That's why I picked it. And this is my first ever murder podcast ever. So I think I may have started at the top. I can't imagine they're all as good as this because I found this to be absolutely gripping. Absolutely gripping. It pushes the same buttons for me. ITV had a great series over a year ago called The Long Shadow, which was about the Yorkshire Ripper, which I loved, but it made me angry as you watched the police go down the wrong track and women continuing to die, and you kind of had the benefit of hindsight, obviously, but it was a great...
Is this the one you spoke about before where it kind of showed the from the perspective of the victims as well, and
yeah,
that's kind of what made you more invested?
Absolutely. That's exactly what the BBC Scotland journalist Samantha Poling has done with this podcast series. The original 8 episodes came out in 2021. Mm. And in those, she profiled a woman called Emma Caldwell at great length, going into her background, going into her mother, speaking to her mother. Emma was murdered back in 2005. And as of 2018, when somebody connected with the case asked Samantha to get involved, it was still open. It had not been closed, and the culprit had not been found. She began investigating, and 3 years later, she put out these 8 episodes where she covered Emma's private life and told her story in great detail, you know, made her very human in the ears of the listeners and made us really empathise with her by interviewing her family, her friends, and also looked at the investigation in great detail. And by the time you get to episode 6 or 7, Samantha has pretty much put together the clues as to who did it, who killed Emma. Mm. And she gets to confront that person, and we get to hear all of that.
Wow. So it's the best thing about documentaries, that it's access to the...
Yeah, right, to everything. Okay. So it's all her interviews, and it's the actual confrontation and so forth. But when this came out in 2021... it caused a big stir. And I wasn't aware of the podcast aspect of it. I was sort of vaguely aware when I got to the end of it.
It's amazing how much passes us by, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm. So the original 8 episodes, I've listened to those. I listened to them all Wednesday. I just listened to them. Started in the morning, listened to the whole. I couldn't stop listening. I was walking about, I was doing the things, I was listening away. It's absolutely
gripping. So, sorry, this is not a fault of, it's just I'm trying to coordinate another thing.
Sure, of course, go on.
This is not your explanation. So is there two parts to this podcast?
Yes.
Right, so there's the
2021. So the 2021 was 8 episodes.
Do you listen to that before you listen to
I do, yeah, you do, yeah. Okay. They're episodes 1 to 8, and then they have 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13. And they came out in June of this year.
I get you. So you start at 1 and the natural progression.
The natural progression, yeah.
Okay, that's...
And it's done, it's completely narrated, it's followable. It's almost like it was a novel. She explains what she's doing the whole way along. So you get loads of interviews, you get the thing, and as I say, she points the finger, and then it went out. And the thing about this case, and I don't want to get into too many details for anyone who doesn't know the story, but it's very similar to The Long Shadow, to the story of the Yorkshire Ripper. It's a case of the police making decisions and standing by those decisions for political reasons. Mm. Millions and millions of pounds had been invested in a particular route of inquiry, and for people to stand up and say, oh, we were wrong, would therefore cost some people their careers. So they doubled down on the wrong decisions, even though it's really obvious that early on, some of the police were very much clear that it was another route that they should be going. That's all I will say about
it. Did you listen to it on Spotify?
I listened to some of it on Spotify, and some of it I just downloaded from the BBC website.
Broadly available.
So it's broadly available.
BBC Player. Which is a brilliant app.
Yeah.
And also
fantastic,
Spotify
as well. Because you can download them, and I like to download and take stuff with me. Whatever.
Yeah.
So basically, the first 8 covered 2021, and then everything came... everything became real again. The whole thing was taken down, and this year in June, new episodes were put up. I'm listening to those now. I was listening to one coming up, and it brings the story up to date. It's excellent. It's gripping. It might make you angry in the same way that Long Shadow did, because you realise that these people who are entrusted to put away these people sometimes make these decisions because, oh, well, my job, oh, I might lose my job if I come forward now after making a mistake.
That's been platformed in America as well, particularly whereby the prosecution has an elected element to it, whereby you're so far down a road, you will persist down that road because the blowback, if you went in another direction, would be too great.
Yeah.
Okay, that's Who Killed Emma. It's a podcast. It's available on BBC Sounds, the website, and Spotify. Wherever you get your podcasts. Yeah. Definitely one sounds like I'll listen to in the car. I've concluded I can't listen to podcasts in bed because I listen to audio in bed to go to sleep. You know, and it keeps running. And
of course,
Of course, it's my favourite podcasts are the ones based on Reddit posts of family and friends fallouts, better than EastEnders. But I haven't stumbled on those. So give us a name. Now what do I search for? What's it called? Right, Who Killed Emma? That's a podcast, and that's thanks to Michael Leddy there. It's my son's birthday today. He was born 33 years ago in the Whittington Hospital in London. It was Friday the 13th then. The morning he was born back then, So to me, I considered Friday the 13th to be very lucky, amazing, and a memorable date because it's the day that my whole life changed when I laid eyes on my beautiful son for the first time.
Pass.
That is just fit the agenda perfect. That's what we want to hear. All right, so he's 33 today. It's his birthday on Friday the 13th. He was born 33 years ago, as you can imagine, on Friday the 13th. And here's a fun fact. Our producer, Shannon, was also born on Friday the 13th. And she's at a wedding on Friday the 13th. Yeah. That doesn't really matter.
See, maybe,
those things are completely unconnected.
Maybe there's more people lucky on Friday the 13th than just me, and maybe it isn't witchy after all. Maybe it's just nice.
I like the whole witchy thing and you reading the bingo numbers backwards. that all felt really exciting and
okay.
fun.
Well, we'll go with that. So.
Right, okay. If you're looking forward to the Late Late Show, by the way, 086 60 25,000. It's Rory McIlroy it's nice. I don't know. Maybe I did read that somewhere, or maybe I didn't. It's that kind of a ting. All right, we're getting close to welcoming on to the show of Jimmy and Paul, because we're going to be announcing soon who is the winner of Irish Music Month, are part of this competition. Each of the final four acts already won close to €900. And we had a great day last week with the live performances in Hungary and on theatre. One of them will be selected very soon to go forward as part of a team of 21 from all independent broadcasters involved in Ireland. They'll all get airplay and support and all that type of stuff. And from that, six will be selected for a grand live final. So we really hope our finalist makes it into that. But nonetheless, they're all winners at this point in any case. And I do say that in earnest. Right, okay. The lift with Kevin Hart. Have you put these in order of goodness?
Yeah, that.
Crap, right. No wonder it's at the bottom.
Yeah. I want it because it's funny, but
is Kevin Hart funny?
Well,
I'm not really quite sure about that.
We were kind of discussing it at home, and we reckon he's kind of going for the more...
What are you, the Borg?
The sort of more Eddie Murphy in the early 90s kind of roles where they're kind of serious action, but with a bit of comedy in the background. Yeah. That's kind of this.
I'm just not convinced by him. I think the stuff he does with The Rock's quite good.
But he's moved away from that. Well, especially you can see in this anyway, he's trying to move away from those sort of more slapstick comedy roles to a kind of like a more serious actor, but with a comedic twist, if you like.
I like those kind of films, those action comedy things.
He is incredibly successful. He's a super successful business person. I think he's a billionaire, actually, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. He is just he's a business in and of himself. Right, so we'll take a break. We'll come back with another one.
Okay, perfect.
Probably one further up the list. It's a professional team of thieves who are enlisted to buy Interpol to help them intercept a billionaire and steal gold, which is intended to be used in a cyber attack. Yeah. Right, that's the lift.
So you know where I'm going.
All right. Good morning, Kathleen. How are you getting on? Kathleen, I think you're watching us in London, aren't you? It's great to see you there again. Charles, thanks for your comments on Facebook. Patrick's there as well, a regular viewer. We also have Francis, Kathy, Charlie, Annie. And very soon we'll be announcing the winner of Irish Music Month. If you want to see that unfold live, get in touch with us. Don't get in touch with us. Do get in touch with us. But go on to our YouTube channel, Highland Radio Ireland. We're on the X platform as well and across our Facebook pages. Okay, we have subbed out Katie and Michael. We've brought in two impact players, I think you could describe them as, in the form of Jimmy Stafford.
Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, and Paul McDevitt. Hi, Paul.
Good morning, Greg.
Great to have you with us. And we're 1 week on from a fantastic show that we did, and that sounds like we're blowing our own trumpet, but I'm not talking necessarily about the presentation, but about the setting, the performances and everything. Paul, last week we heard live from our four finalists. We heard their entry songs, and we also heard two other songs, either originals or covers, whichever it might be. And all of them blew it out of the park, I think. I thought they were all fantastic, and I swear I'm not just saying that.
Well, you know yourself, we were part, along with others, as a judging. Even yesterday and last night, it was just...
tense.
So tense, so difficult to say, because each artist... just as you say, blew clean out of the park, but they brought so much to the table. And you know, you had a great pride in listening to them last Friday because of the Highland Radio catchment area, and we felt so proud. I just thought they were amazing.
Yeah, because there's one thing going into a recording studio, isn't there, and having all that and the mixes. And, there's another thing to get up on a green on stage, one of the most famous stages in the country, and actually, you know, do your songs proud, Paul.
Yeah. They did, and full credit to them. You know, I just loved the slickness of them coming up and how they done it. So it's encouraging.
So chilled.
It's good for them.
So chilled.
Yeah,
as well.
But it's good for them for, you know, their confidence as an artist, and maybe other people watching. There was young people in the audience, because Jimmy, you were talking to a few young people that were singers.
I know.
And
he should have been up on stage. He just went wandering. I know. Jimmy, genuinely, there is an argument, a strong argument for any four of these acts, either Zoe McCauley, Tessio, the Afades, or Owen. I always call Owen by his first name only, Owen Ferry. Yeah. But there's a genuine argument for any of them going forward, and dependent on what they're looking for down the country, we don't know that any of them could go on and win it.
Absolutely.
That's where we're at with the final four.
Yeah, and I think when you look at what's been played on radio stations across Ireland at the moment, I think each of those songs could be played one after the other on any radio station, Greg. And going back to last week, I think I met a load of people after the show last week and subsequently the weekend who were listening, and they just thought it was absolutely brilliant show. And like one of the things, Greg, Radio Land, you know, the visual of last week, which is what struck me, because I watched it back as well, but the setup on the stage, the whole professional setup from a Green and crew, from our own crew, I just thought it was just, and the audience there as well, a capture. But and as Paul said, like to go up on that stage, as you said, it's a daunting experience on that stage, and some brilliant artists, international and national, have played along Green on Theatre, and like they had a sound check on the Thursday night, but to get that right on the Friday is really difficult. So each one is a winner, and we said that before, but each one is worthy, and I've no doubt each of those will go forward and do good things. I've no doubt about that.
It would be a travesty and a waste if all four don't go on to do amazing stuff, and already they are.
Yeah.
You know, as I say, right, okay. How do we do this? Well, I don't know, we'll just do it the way you can do it.
Yeah.
All right, it is the 9 till noon show here on Highland Radio, and we're all very excited to be very soon announcing the winner of Irish Music Month. And I can say right now, a very big congratulations to a singer-songwriting duo from Derry. Tessio, good morning, lads. You are our Highland Radio local hero. Congratulations to the pair of you.
No, no.
Thanks very much. Hey, cheers, Greg.
All right, we tried to sort of do it in a way that we didn't sort of let you know until we got you in. But look, you blew us away. You blew us away on the day, and just in interactions with you, it's clearly that yous are both are incredibly talented, and you're up against some amazing competition. But we're so proud. We're so proud to say that you'll be going up representing us here, not just in Highland Radio, but across the Northwest. Guys, congratulations to you.
That's amazing. Oh, thank you very much. That's amazing. Thanks very much, everybody.
Yeah, Jimmy and Paul also have been involved in this process, lads. I think you can see them on the camera now. Jimmy, Tessio, let's, for those who don't know, just remind them of this brilliant track. It's just turned into an earworm now. Take it out to us. Yeah, it just sounds like it's a hit already, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's the importance of airplay, and I think we touched on that last week. Jimmy, it was really, really, really tough, really, really tight. Tessio, you're happy with that?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, look, it was, Greg. Look, there was a number of judges involved, and we met yesterday and last night along with the public vote as well. And when we looked at them, you know, there was, at the end of last night's decision, there was a unanimous agreement of the act that would go forward. And again, I say well done to the other three acts as well. I know they'll be disappointed this morning, but there is, you know, their songs are worthy, as you said, of Rafe. But Callum and Jude, well done and congratulations. I mean, look, been following you for the last few months, and you've been up here on Monday night sessions, as have the other acts as well, and many other acts. But well done, lads. And just, you know, Greg, I was, again, as you know, I was roaming. I was told by the producer of the show last week to roam the audience. I didn't go down voluntarily.
Yeah, but you were told to come back.
I was told to come back.
No, that's the point. You were told to ask to roam, but you were told to come back up onto the stage when an ad break finished. Well, if you weren't, you should have been.
I just got so engrossed in it. But I was there watching many of the acts, but, you know, at one stage, Tessio, when they opened their first couple of lines, the first song, I saw two females from one of the schools, and their heads just turned to each other to say, oh, wow, you know, listening to the lads and their harmonies and the vocals. So, lads, a million congratulations, and I know you'll go up and do us proud when the National is taking place. So delighted for you, and a Derry representation as well, Paul.
Yeah, Jude and Callum, once again for myself, Paul, are just amazing. Congratulations. We've followed you, as Jimmy said, from practically day one. But equally, I think the package, and I keep saying this, the entire package, you brought everything, you bring everything to the table. When I say everything, I mean entertainment-wise, personality-wise, you know, you come across as two really dedicated, nice, friendly people. Musically, lyrically, you're writing brilliant stuff, and you have that presence on stage. And as Jimmy said, and we quoted it yesterday, when two people looked at one another in the stage or in the audience, it was like that X Factor moment where you see, you know, the camera goes down, and when somebody starts to sing and two people look at one another, that's the way it was. And we're very proud of the fact that you are a winner, and we know you know, you'll do us proud and you'll do your families proud. So congratulations.
All right, Tessio, obviously, lads, Tessio, the collective name, of course, Jude and Callum. I mean, you know, things are going to strength for strength for 2 years now that you are finished up with your geographical differences, able to really focus in on this. Your career relatively young, but hopefully this is a really big shot in the arm for you guys going forward.
100%. That's amazing. We're delighted. Thanks very much to everybody at Highland, Jimmy, Paul and Greg. Thank you very much. We're absolutely over the moon with that. And really, like, proud they've won that, especially up against everybody that was there. The Fade and Zoey and Owen and everybody. It was just, everybody was class on the day as well.
And you've all really supported each other as well, which I think was, mm-hmm. was fantastic. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously it was dependent on who was on next and all that kind of stuff, but there was definitely some camaraderie there, and I don't think anyone will begrudge another one of the final four winning.
No, I thought anybody could have won it. They were all amazing. So it was just, we're like really delighted over the moon here. They have won it. That's fantastic.
Right, you're all winners. Obviously, now we're on to the national competition. 21 independent radio stations have selected their winners. I've heard some of them, guys. You're really in with a shout here. There's a shortlist of six then for a grand finale, which is a big national event. That's going to be announced at the end of this month to go on to perform live and what have you. But between now and then, the winning performance, the interview will be judged as well. And the interview and the stage presence, Jimmy, is a factor in this as well. All of our four acts had that, don't get me wrong. Mm. But I think... I think, you know, Tessio stood out in that regard as well, because you have to be a package in this day and age.
Yeah, you do. And that's an interesting, because, Greg, that you say that, because I had Mary Green from a band called Greenshine. She was co-presenting with me last night. And Mary's around the scene for a while. But I was chatting to Mary about that. And Mary gets good national airplay with their songs. And I said, Mary, how do you do it? Like, how do you get in there? And she said, Jimmy, you got to go forward your best foot. But she said, you got to go forward a package as well. It's not just about sending an annual song. You've got to make sure it's the right song. But she said, you also got to make sure the package that goes in. And by that, she meant, Craig, it's nearly like they personalise their stuff, Greenshine, when they send emails or they send a letter. Mm. She said she knows certain radio stations around the country who still play CDs. She makes her own CDs and sends them to the stations. She also reaches out to do interviews. That's the package that we're talking about, Greg. Exactly. Now, the song and the music is really 80% of it.
It gets you
in
the door, but you also have to... there's so much more to it in this day and age. And as I say, I think all of the acts, but particularly Tessio, have that. And you know, a lot of people will compare you guys to other people and your influences. I'm coming at this from a different point of view, whereas I'm not... I love music, right, but I don't get deep into it. And I kind of feel you're sure of yourselves. I can see where people talk of your influences. Mm. But, like, I'm kind of excited where you go with different tracks going forward, if that makes sense, Jude. Do you know what I mean? Like, how you develop this sound, or how you sing together, or how you perform, or what direction. I think it's going to be an exciting journey.
Yeah, definitely. I think so as well. That's the way we keep looking at it anyways. You know, with every new song we write and make and record and put out or whatever, we're always trying to do something different. You never really want to stay in the same for too long. But that's a good... Thanks very much. That's a high compliment saying that That's what we're going for anyways. We like having our own kind of sound, you know.
You do, but I understand how when people try and make explanations, they do, and it's meant with love and respect. Mm-hmm. But as I say, Greg, most definitely Tessio was the most deserving winner. Their harmonies are totally powerful. Once you hear them singing, they make you stop what you're doing and listen to them. They'll be making big headlines worldwide soon. Thanks, Anne-Marie. Yeah. And we've talked about this before. Guys, you have done great stuff supporting big acts and all. But so many of the people that entered our competition are able to make it big. It's about getting the break. Yeah. And the one thing about this competition, Paul, is that if things work out right, you get that national platform, you get that airplay, you get those supporting gigs for the big acts, there's a genuine pathway to the next level here.
Absolutely, there is. And it's a tough business, as you know yourself. It really, really is. And it's about luck as well. There's an element of luck in there. But personally, I just believe that these guys have it. And if it's meant for them, certainly it'll not pass them by. But it's there for them. And I think it's there for the taking. And we can only wish them the best going forward.
Yeah, and Greg, I said it last week, like the name that, you know, this month is George Houston. He's over in America. We said he's touring with Paul Weller. He was involved in this competition. He didn't win it, but he went on and he kept tapping away and kept tapping. And there's a bit of luck here and there as well. Yeah. And all of a sudden, his Instagram at the moment is like up on stage with Paul Weller and these massive arenas
in America.
I think
these lads are going to do it too.
You know, so it's brilliant. It's,
Jude Callum, listen, you're very talented, but actually above all, and I got to know this on Sunday, you're actually two really nice people.
Yeah.
And that makes it even more pleasurable to be able to share this news to you. And all four were and humble and confident. And I love all of them. I've worked with some of them in the past and others I haven't, but they all blew me away. Lads, we'll let you get on with it. Jude and Callum, looking forward to see what the future holds. And hopefully on September 30th, you're going to be one of those big six because you deserve it. And it means we'll get a day out. All right, lads.
Well done, boys. Take care of yourselves. All right, boys. Bye-bye.
Thank you so very much indeed. Yeah. See yous. All right, then. Enjoyed that. And such is the nature of Monday Night Sessions, by the way, and this might be obvious to loyal listeners, but maybe not casual listeners as much. Pretty much everyone that entered this competition, these two lads here could say that they knew them, that they've platformed them on the show, and that they were there from the beginning, because that's what not only just your pre-play shows, but that's what Monday Night Sessions is all about, Paul. There's very little in terms of local performers that you haven't been there from the beginning, Paul. You don't know them and you don't give them that platform, and that's what makes Monday Night Sessions so important and popular.
Yeah, well, you know, the show's about the artist, and I always consider myself in a privileged position to be able to sit on a Monday night and listen to people perform in front of me. You know, we don't bring anything special. They bring it to us, and it's, as I say, the pride that I have, as you say, from a lot of these artists that we have worked with in the past, and there's not one of them bad, and it's encouraging for the future of Irish music, and I think it's never been as stronger locally. We have as good here as worldwide, not even nationally.
Well, I'll say, and Paul, Jimmy, you can put it into words, Zoe McCauley, a singer-songwriter from Dunloe, has talent way beyond her years. There's absolutely no doubt that Zoe is going to be hugely successful. I have a particular like of the Fades.
Yeah.
I've loved to see their progress. And I have no doubt if those four people stick together, that's the final lineup, and they're going to do absolutely fantastic things. And Owen Ferry's track, Owen Ferry's track could chart today.
Yeah, it could.
And become a top five hit.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And those are all genuine
comments.
Genuine comments. It's not just to try and make people fat. Owen, if he keeps at it, he's already doing amazing things. He's amongst, from my perspective, he's no more than me, a handful of actual genuinely pop stars waiting to happen out of this county, especially writing their own stuff.
Yeah.
Zoe's, her future is secure if she keeps at it. And as I say, the Fades are going to get their break.
We're like a broken record, Greg, around the Northwest and what's happened, that circle. We said it last week. But you know, two things, Greg. One is, you know, we interviewed the parents and the families who were there last week. The pride in those families watching their children on that stage was incredible. And even that alone gave you great satisfaction. Yes. And the second thing I'd say, Greg, is anybody out there sees, if they believe they can come on your show or any of our shows, any of the shows, get in contact with us. I spoke with somebody last night.
That's a really good point, you know. Mm-hmm.
But I spoke with somebody.
How did you get on Highland Radio?
Just contact us directly.
And let's see where we go from there.
But Greg, like one thing I'd say, we had a guy last week who was, he's coming on in a few weeks' time. He rang me last night after show, really nervous about coming on. Really. And I spoke to Paul about this. I eased him last night, said, look, this is the way it works. Yeah. It'd be grand. And I said, come on, you're going to enjoy it. So that's what I would say to people out there who said, I'll never be able for that. Please get
wrong
in contact
person,
with us.
Indeed. Okay. Listen, a big word of appreciation to Linda McGroarty, who's in the background here at Highland Radio, but a lot of this stuff falls on her.
Absolutely, yeah.
She pulled all of this together.
Yep.
I'm taking full responsibility for the On Green and idea, because that was all mine.
That's right.
Yep.
So the big thank you to me.
Yeah.
No, but all jokes aside, Joe Dex, who helped us, and Oshin Kelly. And you two guys as well. Yeah. But there's more of it than sometimes the voices you hear.
And the support from Fanula and the management team here.
She's
too.
Well paid.
We thank them. Aye, but the supporters are very important.
And the social media team, Greg, I have to put brilliant stuff the last couple
of
weeks.
Course.
And
Anya particularly did a particularly brilliant job.
Shannon was there, and we keep going out with names, but the whole team is fantastic. Well,
Team Highland, yeah.
All right, then. Listen, lads, thanks so
thanks,
very much.
Well done, everyone.
Appreciate it. Okay. It's going to be hazy this afternoon as cloud moves across our region. Outbreaks of rain and drizzle following, temperatures 12 to 14 degrees. But we're looking forward to a bit of good weather next week. What do you think about that, Michael?
I am looking forward to that. I'm always happy because I'm outdoors walking around. Now I'll be listening to my podcasts.
I've never owned a car. That's besides the point. But do you have a license?
No.
So you just love walking. So you're carbon neutral.
I presume so. Yeah. Because I just, true enough. Yeah, I walk. I clock up the miles. That's why I'm so trim and slim.
Huh?
Not. Those crisps, the bags of crisps add up.
No, it's tough. That's why I don't bother walking. What's the point?
Yeah.
What are your plans for the weekend, Michael?
I am in rehearsals with a one-act play that I'm directing, so I'm going to be scratching my head all evening, setting up the plan for tomorrow, doing that all day tomorrow, and then Sunday I will be rewriting a script for a different project.
Very good, exciting stuff.
Yeah, so it's great, and I'll fit in a few comics. And I may start the 7th and final season of Bosch, because I have been holding off on that.
Well, look forward to listening to that next Friday.
Yeah, I love Bosch.
Katie, you've got your Molly's celebrations as well, too. So that's good, isn't it? What else would you get?
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it, I have to say. I really am.
Yeah, okay. So. What was I going to say, Tilia? We're going to play out with the live actual recording of Tessio, which is, it would be fitting, it would be strange if we didn't, isn't it?
100%.
So I want to say, Katie, thank you so very much indeed, as always. It's lovely to have you in, and also Michael.
Great
look
fun.
Forward to having more time next week to get through some stuff. Really, really appreciate it. I want to thank Donna Marie Doherty, who deputised for Caroline Orr this week, did a fantastic job as always, and Shannon working away on the show. And thanks to all of you who listen and support the programme. But we're going to play out with the live recording now of Tessio, our Irish Music Month local heroes. They're going to represent us, Highland Radio, and all of us across the Northwest. This is their track, Hang It On My Back. And this was recorded live on the stage in Ungreen on Theatre.
Well, where was I at 10:15 on Sunday night? I was fast asleep. I was out like a light. I'd have fighting in the street. But I swear I wasn't crying. I swear I wasn't crying. I left with her, she left with me. I promise you, sir, I saw drunk I couldn't see. The blood glue shut my eyelids without me even knowing. And I swear I wasn't crying, I swear I wasn't crying. Take it off the wall, hang it on my back. It's gonna be something when take it off the wall, hang it on my back. It's gonna be something when everything is black. When everything is black. They said I went missing. Well, I was only got one day. So please, sir, won't you listen to what I'm about to say? I'm not someone who's violent, but I did get in a fight, and I'd like to remain silent, cause I did not win that fight. That doesn't mean I was crying, no, why would I be crying? hate the nurse who sent me to bed. I left for good words, no teeth left in my head. My taxi man was drunk, but not as drunk as me. My taxi man, he stunk, but at least he still could see. That doesn't mean I was crying, though. Why would I be crying? Take it up a while, hang it on my bike. It's gonna be something when everything is blank. Oh, take it up a while, hang it on my bike. It's gonna be something when everything.